We are from the Olympic Peninsula of Washington State, and someone else is from there, cool. And I'm gonna just keep stalling until Bruce comes back up here. And a couple of us have been on staff up here before, and we thought this would be a cool place to do a show. And so we wrote up here and said we'd like to do a show, and they booked us on the weekend when we had more bookings than any other weekend in the whole year. So we've been on stage this 4th of July weekend for about 12 hours, and my knees are shaking right now, and hopefully we'll make it through the end of the set. Hopefully our lead guitarist has not died and gone other places. This is the suspense part of our show.
We do it the same every time.
Yay!
My baby woke up this morning, and it's what I say. Gonna find me a shaking down by the seaside, stay in the water all day. Whoa, whoa, no, no, no. Here we go again and again. Wave me over, you take me down, take me right round again. Oh, I took a train all deep into New York. What did I see there? About 18 or 19 people made a home right under some stairs. And the walls were painted like Mona Lisa, but she would not smile. And I asked if they'd seen any shame, not for many miles. My baby woke up this morning, and it's what I say. Gonna find me a shame down by the seaside, stay in the water all day. Whoa, whoa, no, 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 no. Here we go again and again. Take me over, you take me down, take me right round the bend. And a very big bird took me to the old world. Silver lady won't dance to me. I see she has seen any shame on her side of the sea. She said, no, but will you run a little harder? I said, baby, don't talk it all. My lover must have a third out of forehead. You don't see it all. My baby woke up this morning, and this what I say. Gonna find me a shame down by the seaside, say in the water all day. My baby woke up this morning, and it's what I say. Gonna find me a shame down by the seaside, say in the water all day.
Yeah, yeah.
My baby woke up this morning, and it's what I say. Gonna find me a shame down by the seaside, say in the water all day.
Hi, so we're a group called Aunt Betsy. David's been here plenty of times, so this is my first time up here. I've been hearing about Holton Village for years and years now. I threatened to come here 5 years ago, but never made it off the boat. And it's really good to be here. This is one of the most beautiful places I've ever been. You guys are very lucky. Give yourselves a hand. Yay! Anyway, we're really glad to be here to play for you this evening. We've been together as a group for a couple of years now, and we have just finished our third CD, and we're continuing to rack them up and keep recording music as long as we can afford to do it, and playing all over the country. If you feel like supporting us at any point this evening, you can come over here and let me lean on you for a while. Or you could buy one of our CDs after the event. We also have t-shirts. We have a nice baby on it. And baby is a symbol of a whole bunch of things that we've found very useful to ourselves. And you can make out of it what you wish. But rebirth is certainly a major theme in most people's lives.
Okay, so yeah, so we just went through a heat change, and this song is about a river on the Olympic Peninsula called the Skokomish River. And has anyone ever been to the Skokomish River? Yeah. Our house is right on Hood Canal, right where the Skokomish empties into Hood Canal. And we wrote this song while watching the salmon swim upstream. It was cool. Come along, children, can we understand that we ride along on a purple river time? Betsy's got a message for every man and every woman. Ride along on a purple river time. And we say, step on my for a ride. And would I trade my wings for a dollar? No, never for a dollar. How can you not sigh? How can you not sigh? We all saw thunder and lightning. We all knew she had been there. But I swear to round about foot, my body, and it just said, what is up, oh, it must come down, and talk like I did when Noah was around, and I would dry off my body and paint it all blue. What would be left there? I will ride alone, and I will ride alone, and I will ride alone on a purple river tide. Up there you were floating, and I saw you fly by when you ride. Ride along on a purple river tide. And the bricks, they keep on piling up, but I don't see the lights when we ride. Yeah, yeah. Ride along on a purple river tide. Oh, Mama Earth, she may holler, yeah, tempt me not the devil for a ride. I trade my wings for a dollar, no, never for a dollar. How can you not sigh? How can you not sigh? Sip this tea, Mama said to me, yeah, take a walk in the rain. Storm is coming.
storm is coming, yeah. In the forest, but he smiled. I got a little bit of blood in my pocket. If you need, I can bleed for a while. If you need, I can bleed for a while. Storm is coming. Storm is coming. Storm is coming, yeah. Storm is coming. Cut on my head for no good reason. So I've been told autumn is a wine red season. Oh, I'm happy growing old. And we walk down on the prairie town, look around.
So I gotta tell you, I told my band, I said, I promise I won't talk very much, but my dad is a Lutheran pastor, so and so it's just part of my genes, I guess. I've always wanted to ask this, are there any Lutheran pastors out there tonight? Yes, cool. That most of the time when we ask that at our gigs, we don't get very much applause. So anyway, we just finished a big long tour everywhere west of New Orleans and Cincinnati and this kind of stuff. And one place that we get to frequent on tour is the Smoky Mountains down in Tennessee. And even though I love the mountains here at Holden, I think that the Smoky Mountains run a close second because they have dogwoods. And they have things out here that are called, you know, the blankety blank dogwood, but they aren't a dogwood like in the Tennessee Smoky Mountains. So anyway, this song was written, Eric and I wrote it. Well, Eric and I weren't the only people that wrote it. A park ranger helped us write it too, because they wanted to close the campground we were in, but we were right at the end of writing it, so we made her hold the flashlight until we finally finished the song.
Courtesy of the U.S. Park Service.
Right. So don't think that the U.S. Forest Service doesn't do anything for you, unless you hate this song and then take it up with them. Brother, sun, and sister, moon, groove. The Gemini light, day comes from night, begging us to follow and to move. Small, quiet bluebell ringing. Oh, we try so hard to listen when the whole earth calls. And in a bright light, both sun and moon at night, we rise up in insanity and then we both fall. And dogwoods and storm clouds. I see floating like the river, floating like the river in springtime. I see dogwood.
clouds and storm clouds. I see floating like a river, floating like a river in the springtime. And as you and I stumble, thunder starts to rumble, but the rain only means rain, only dreams. Rain only means one thing: flowers in spring. And you and I fall too. So happy to be falling with you. So happy to be falling with you. Sugar, 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 don't put a diamond on my finger. Don't give me jewels to wear. Oh, just take me to the woods and make me feel good. Give me dizzy chains in my hair. Give me dizzy chains, dizzy chains in my hair. Give me dizzy chains in my hair. So sitting by the river, I'm inclined to shiver at the deeds I've done, deeds I will do. White line of the highway will let me fly away, but I cannot forget my feathers just to be with you. And that fine, fine fire that you feel, oh, burns in my heart, whispers in my ear. Time has no meaning, awake, or if I'm dreaming, I find it all blinding. So I close my eyes instead. Dark woods and storm clouds. I see floating like a river, floating like a river in springtime. I see dark woods and storm clouds. I see floating like a river, floating. One thing, flowers in the spring. I built a house of wood in my mind. Take me to the woods and make me feel good. Give me dizzy chains in my hair. Give me dizzy chains in my hair. Give me dizzy chains, dizzy chains, dizzy chains, dizzy chains. She wore dizzy chains in her hair. I see she wore dizzy chains in her hair. I see roll along dizzy chains, dizzy chains, dizzy chains, dizzy chains.
I gotta tell you something, it's so nice to hear so many people applauding. We played in Bozeman, Montana, and they liked us, but they also threw deer sausage at us. And so we weren't sure whether they were giving it to us.
It's not the worst thing.
It's not the worst thing anybody's ever thrown at us, but and it tasted really good. Yeah. But please, if any of you in the audience are packing a sausage, don't throw it at us, please. We're not interested. So we live 3.5 miles away from Bill Gates, and if anyone here works for Microsoft, good for you. But he hasn't let us into his house yet, and we've been trying. And he's got big walls and stuff. So anyway, we wrote this song for Bill. Our landlord actually knows Bill really well, but we haven't met our landlord yet, so we can't meet Bill. So we rented big stacks of speakers, and there's a parking lot right across from Bill's house. I'm lying, by the way. I just like to say this before the song. And we played this song for 18 days straight for Bill Gates. And we think it changed his mind. And I caught you throwing your gold to the crowd. I find that unacceptable. Well, let me remind that the shiny are blind. The glare is quite reprehensible. And you spat back from your magazine and said, it's the only way sensible. Oh, yeah. In the songs about sheet revolution, now that they're like the sand cold. Can you remember days on the corner? No. Oh, can you remember days on the corner? Yeah. Cinderella, Cinderella, come dance with me. Forget about the prince and the search for a bride. And things are a long way away. Right here, right now, it's warm inside. Right here, right now, it's warm inside. Ha, 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 ha. Beat your heart. Beat your heart. Your way out of loneliness, so far away from the
saying. Forget the rhymes about sweet revolution. Now that they're lifeless and cold. Can you remember days on the corner? Yeah. Oh, can you remember days on the corner? I bet you can. Cinderella, Cinderella, come dance with me. Forget about the prince and his search for a bride. Castles and kings are a long way away. Righty, right now it's warm inside. Righty, right now it's warm inside. $50, I said, down on the corner on a sunny day, I can make $50. I said, down on the corner on a sunny day, I can make $50,
So this next song, there's a neat story about it. It's a true story, as much as a songwriter can write a true story. But what happened? Yeah, I first sang this next song in my dad's church in Saskatchewan on Sunday morning, because my dad knows I write songs, and I was visiting. And he said, why don't you write a song and sing it on Sunday morning? I said, Dad, I haven't gone to church in a long time. He said, well, when's the last time you went to church? And I said, well, in Chicago. And he said, and what was church like in Chicago? I said, well, church was really interesting in Chicago. Me and Bruce used to go to a place called St. Martin's Temple that had a 3-hour service that felt like 15 minutes. It was great. But anyway, this song is about going to church in Chicago.
Georgina met Jesus on a Wednesday afternoon. On a Wednesday afternoon, on a Wednesday afternoon, Georgina asked Jesus why she was a little black girl, why she was a little black girl, why she was a little black girl. And Jesus so well he said, baby, it's all in your head. Everyone is the same to me. Georgina asked Jesus if he'd seen the scar on her leg. If he'd seen the scar on her leg. If he'd seen the scar on her leg. Georgina said she got it when she was about 5. When a white man in a rage nearly took her life. When a white man nearly took her life. And Jesus so well he said, baby, it's all in your head. Everyone is the same. Georgina slipped away, stumbling on a cane, and she slipped some heroin deep into her vein, and she said, you're right, Jesus, everyone's the same, please go away from me. Georgina met Jesus on a Wednesday afternoon, on a Wednesday afternoon. Wednesday afternoon, on a Wednesday afternoon, on a Wednesday I have, on a Wednesday afternoon.
Thank you. Thanks. This next song has to do with a book by a guy called Orson Scott Card. If you ever have a chance to read books by Orson Scott Card, go buy them all and read them. if you have a chance to do that. Anyway, this book was about an alternate history of the United States, and it had all the same characters like Tecumseh and all this kind of stuff going on, but they all did different things than they really did, so America turned out to be a drastically different place. Not necessarily better than the one we've got, but anyway, Tecumseh used to be in this book, he used to be a drunk Indian called Lalawaski, and Lalawaski had managed to steal a jug of liquor from the nearby fort and had downed the whole thing and came upon the weavers who were building Weavertown and their church. And Lalawaski, being a very deeply religious Indian, went up to the carpenter and said, "What are you doing?" And he said, "Well, we're building a church." And he said, "What's a church?" And he said, "It's a place where we worship God." And Lalawaski walked away saying, "Even though I am a drunk one-eyed Indian, I know that the best place to worship God is outside." And that's what this song is about.
Thank you.
up here right now. I'm sweating. I'm feeling pressure. I'm like, I've broken two strings in one song. This guitar isn't in tune. The people out there are wondering what this song is about. And so this is the part of Aunt Betsy's show where you turn to the person next to you and say, peace be with you, and give them a hug, and we'll be right back.
Oh,
why would you visit a temple? I said, what if you could sing a song that you like the way, yeah. Why would you visit a temple? I said, what if you could sing a song that you like the way, yeah. Why would you visit a temple? I said, why would you visit a temple, yeah?
So the funny thing about Aunt Betsy is that we actually have no idea what we're doing, and we've been doing it for 3 years now, and it's a wonderful way to make a living. Having no idea what you're doing. But anyway, 3 years ago, was it 3 years ago? It's a little longer than that. 3 years ago, I had no idea what I was doing. And I left Chicago, and the most beautiful woman that I had ever met in my life. It was longer than 3 years ago. And anyway, it was a lot longer than 3 years ago. Time flies while you're having fun. Sorry, I didn't mean that. Anyway, this song is about my beautiful wife. Could you raise your hand if you want things in tune? Would you please leave?
Oh, you did it. Oh my gosh.
What? Oh, you do? I thought you looked familiar to me. I've been staring at you ever since I came up here this summer. I was like, I know them. We were in Vietnam together. If you came here tonight with someone that you would like to leave with for the rest of your life, now is the time to make your move. So I wrote this song at 3 o'clock in the morning in Saskatchewan in the wintertime, and I'd just gotten off the phone with my beautiful wife. What do you want from me, yeah? What do I want from you? And is there any little thing that's gonna make you happy? Is there anything I can do? And as the sun rises under, yeah, these old Saskatchewan plains, I can only dream of holding you in my arms again. 'Cause this is life, or the liturgy of life. That's the way that it goes. Why the hell it was put together this well, Lord, nobody knows. This is life, for the liturgy of life. And we'll go on. And the only way that I can tell you I love you in a song, la 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 la. myriads of ways and days. We talked about our lives, about what we wanted from our children, what we wanted to give as husband and wife. Here, 2,000 miles, we'll make one over. And you're so far away. Oh, and if I could ever hold your hand again, this is what I'd say. This is life for the liturgy of life. That's the way that it goes. Why the hell it was put together this well? Lord, nobody knows. This is life for the liturgy of life. Of life, that's the way that it goes. Why the hell it was put together this well? Lord, nobody knows. This is life for the liturgy of life, and we'll go on. And the only way that I can tell you I love you is in a song. Tell you I love you is in a song, in a song. This is the blues for the moon, for the moon. This is the blues for the moon. This is the blues for the moon, for the moon. Yeah, this is the blues for the moon. This is the blues for the moon, for the moon. Yeah. We're going to call a friend of ours up here, Gary Sonham, who's going to make our last few songs sound really good. I suppose we should introduce ourselves. We have Julie Reitz on bass, who's only been playing bass for about 6 months. We have Bruce Hexel.
Playing guitar for 2 weeks.
I'm David Farrow.
Just a beginner.
And this is my beautiful, wonderful, I'm her beautiful, wonderful. How are you supposed to say that? She's Anna. So we got a couple more songs. This next song is about Chicago. And I met me
situation, yeah. And we sauntered on down to Michigan Avenue, home to the Osh Cafe. And I tattooed a baby on my back at the end of the day to day.
You know, I think it's cool also to be a musician because people clap for you like that. Because, and I actually think that we should clap for everyone. We actually clap back. We had a plumber over at our house the other day who was very shocked when we gave him a standing ovation for fixing our toilet. But I figure other professions deserve cheering as well. My dad didn't get off on it very much in church when I used to cheer, though. Or when I said, "You're wrong." No, I never said that. So ladies and gentlemen out there who are pastors and have kids, this is what you have to look forward to. They think that's funny. This next song is about Saskatchewan, which is totally different than Washington because in the lower half where I was fortunate enough to live, there are absolutely no trees. The entire city that I grew up in, every single tree was planted by hand. And so there. And this next song is about... We use the trees out there for many different things. Or I should say the tree out there. We use for many different things. People always get so deathly quiet while I'm tuning. It's going to blow up. But this song is in a loose way. Out of tune. it's in a loose way dedicated to another kid from Saskatchewan who came to Holden Village.
Out here where
pastured out here where one tree grows. Yeah, but I'm in love with a beautiful girl. I'm in love with a beautiful. I'm in love with a beautiful. I'm in love with a beautiful girl. Yeah, a beautiful girl.
So basically, most of you probably know what I'm going to say anyway, but I'm going to say it for those of you who don't. We are songwriters, and our sole job, as we have deemed it, is to travel around the country and have awful things happen to us so that we can write songs about them. And this has been happening with, awful things have been happening to us more and more. No. But anyway, we were on tour, and an awful thing that happened was that the police in Oxford, Ohio, made a very big mistake. And threw me in jail and for going the wrong way down a one-way street. It's the truth. So anyway, the reason I was going the wrong way down a one-way street was because of this woman. I know that's not fair, but it really was because of her. And she ended up being a TWA stewardess, so I don't know who got the worst end of the deal. But anyway, this song is about Dana. And how I shouldn't have gone to jail. Turn.
She preferred to walk alone. A suburban seems all fickle and they hardly come true. Oh, but do you dream of me? Oh, the way that I love you, she said. I've been in love before, and I even bought a car, and I give you my heart, but I only ask God. Only I will tell you something, you can't dream of this. And then she wrapped her arms around my neck, said she loved me, and then we kissed tonight. Dream of her tonight, morning time, yeah. When I stood away, yeah. Dream of her tonight, me go grind. Dream of her in the morning time, yeah. When I stood away, yeah. Dream of her and I make up plans, yeah. Oh, today and I say when I dream of her in the morning time, yeah. When I stood away, oh, 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 and I dream of her.
Songs left. Looks like we have time for one more, so we'll drag this one out. Has anyone ever been on the number one in Canada? None of you have? Yeah, you have. The number one highway? Yeah. Have you been across Canada on the number one highway? No. You have? Over there. So you've been past Regina, Saskatchewan before. You know why I left. Anyway, this song is about the number one highway. When you graduate from high school in Canada, you either go to college and become a fine, upstanding member of society, or you do what I did and go play on the street for money. And in Canada, we call getting money from other people getting the dole, like they call welfare, I guess, over wherever. We just call it any money, you know? And so this song is called The Dole Road.
Childhood last, yeah. Dance with the children, leave my house to dream. Jefferson, the love of the world, leave my house, ain't no, we're singing. And the girl stands in the excellent with a homemade cardboard sign. He says, homeless, and now we work for food. Sorry, baby, we ain't got no spare time. No spare time. On the road to find out, yeah, 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 oh, tripping my insecurity, yeah, yeah. On the road to find out, I'm watching America fall to a knee. I'm watching America fall to a knee. What I will. Cavalry is flying past, round my thumb around that hill. And so I play on the street for the passers-by. the girls dance on the X-Ram with a homemade cardboard sign. He says, hold this, and I will work for food, yeah. Sorry, baby, we ain't got no spare time. Watching America fall to a knee.
We thought you Lutherans went to bed early, that's why we stopped, but I guess not. Everybody else laughs when people make Lutheran jokes. So we're gonna end the show with a ripped off song. The words are from a Newfie out in Newfoundland who was very drunk, and I don't even think he knew he was making up the song. And he doesn't know we're making money off it, so you know. And the words are, not the words, the music is stolen from a guy down in Texas who's in pretty much the same condition as the Newfie. And we figure that there's never been a cross-cultural Newfoundland-Texas sort of deal. And so we did it. and it smells like fish. Something up here really smells like fish. I think that they packed all of the fish on top of our equipment. I mean, I know my feet smell bad, but... that's really an embarrassing odor. I thought it was us. Put new strings on my guitar. They're like, dang it, we had to clap long enough. Actually, Hannah put the strings on my guitar. She dressed me this morning and brushed my teeth. She didn't comb my hair though, wouldn't let her.
And my heart, it is a castle. Oh,
job for my daily bread, 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 yeah. And the girls I will wed, oh, and you, I cannot have her. Still won't shoot myself behind a shed. Behind a shed. I break a million strings in a million gigs. I always break them, but I never shoot myself.